Levi probably should have taken the run himself. He had plenty of space in front
Short
of him.
Short side, look out, Brandy. Oh, Ponga puts the foot down, puts it down a second time. Went through the gears. Kalen Ponga scores for a fifth match straight. Very quickly, they get themselves 25 away from the Dragons' line. The Knights with Pierce up to the line. Ponga starts a hole. He's off again. Dufty stopped him. And he crawls over the line to score. Kalen Ponga's got a double.
Well, that was Andrew Voss there, courtesy of Fox Sports, with Kalen Ponga being the star, along with Mitchell Pierce yesterday, in the drubbing of the St. George Illawarra Dragons. The Newcastle Knights, 45 defeated the Dragons 12. They were very disappointing, the Dragons, but Mitchell Pearce, Kalen Ponga, exceptional, and a man who I'm sure will be hoping he keeps that form going, is the Queensland Origin coach, Kevvy Walters, and he joins us on the line this morning. Morning, Kev.
Good morning, gents. How are we this morning?
Yeah, going very well, mate. You'd be starting to get excited, mate. Only, what, six more sleeps away before you announce your team?
I've been excited for about the last month, Laurie, to be honest, mate. Counting down the days and the sleeps and all of that. Yeah, look, it's very exciting. I keep saying that to everyone about this year's series, and every Origin series is, but this year, you know, it's a bit of a changing of the guard from a Maroons point of view, and, you know, just looking forward to getting there and working with these young blokes. They're doing some great stuff on the field, and we just need to try and maintain that more than anything to keep the ball rolling, mate.
Yeah, Kalen Ponga, again, a star for Newcastle. You'd be hoping that he comes through this weekend's game and gets into camp and is fit and ready to go.
Oh, look, I know he'll get through, mate. He's been, since he's switched back to his fullback position, he's been absolutely outstanding. And each week he's just got that little bit better. And really, between himself and Mitchell Pearce, they've really... they got the Knights back here. I think they've won four in a row now, the Newcastle Knights, and yeah, some quality opposition as well. So, yeah, they'd be very happy with their position. And you know, I know it's a team effort in things, but certainly Kalen and Mitchell Pearce have been the mainstays, you know, of the Knights in the last month. So you need that class, you know, in your side, and those two have certainly shown plenty of that.
Hey, oh, sorry.
No, I was just about to say, in a small way, do you think the fact that he played 5'8", and now he's been moved back to the fullback position, he's got a bit of appreciation of what he needs to do and how to go about it?
Yeah, for sure, Laurie. I think every time you play a different position on the field, you learn something new, don't you, about that position? And no doubt, you know, he would have learned plenty. I think he had 4 weeks or 5 weeks there in the number six jumper. So, you know, it's not to say that, you know, down the track he can move back into that role, but certainly for the moment, you'd think he'd be there whilst the Knights are displaying the form and characteristics that they have at the moment.
Hey, Kevvy, how much contact do you have with the guys who will be there, might be there, need a little bit of an encouragement to be there? I'm just thinking, like, Daly Cherry-Evans, it's listed in the big league that he won't be back round 12 to 14. Do you make contact with him?
Yeah, we've had conversations. When I went on my learning excursion overseas last year, one of the things that the All Blacks, Ireland and also England do, that they're in regular contact with their players.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done. Well, I've certainly made a conscious effort to make sure that we contact our players as often as possible without interfering. Like, what does Kevvy want to get? Like, it's not like that. It's more, you know, how are you going? What do you think you're doing well and all that sort of stuff? What do you think you need to improve on and all of that? So we've tried to do that with all of our players, and we've done that with all of our players that we, you know, over the last sort of 6 weeks or since the competition started, really. So, we're really looking forward to, as I say, you know, the next 6 days, and then the announcement of the team will be Monday next week.
Yep.
And then we're into camp, so it's bloody exciting.
Do you challenge them on things? Say, this is where you've got to be careful from a club coach point of view, but hey, wouldn't mind to see you do a little bit of this or...
Oh, certainly, yeah. You know, I think that's been part of the conversation as well. You know, with all of our players, just, you know, trying to get them that little bit better. And, you know, the players generally know where they need to get better.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the conversation that you have to try and encourage more than anything, because certainly the ability is there with everyone, you know, in the NRL. It's just trying to get that ability out of them. Encouragement for mine is the best way to do that.
Mm. Obviously, yeah, the side selected on Monday. How settled are you at the moment in your mind on what the team will be? I know that things can change through injury and suspension, but... yeah, just everything being equal at the moment, how settled are you? And is there one position more than the other that's having more discussion about?
No, mate, we're very settled. We got together as a group a couple of weeks ago. The Maroon selectors did. That's myself, Darren Lockyer, Gene Miles and Billy Slater. And we'll meet again this week, before the announcement. We've also got to announce the captain as well, who we've also got some strong opinions on. So, but again, like you say, Lauren, you've been at the forefront of all of this. Until they get through all the matches on the weekend, which I'm sure they will, there's no problems there. We've got our side selected, basically, what we want to see run out at Suncorp on Wednesday, June 5. Mm.
Hey, we're getting a lot of callers this morning, Kevy, around the Penrith Panthers. I know it seems an age ago now, but on Friday night, 6 o'clock game, they were really disappointing against the Warriors. And then, obviously, talk turns to the coach and the relationship with his son as a halfback. Mate, your young bloke Billy is not far away from NRL football at a consistent level. Do you think you could coach your son at NRL level?
Yeah, well, that's a tough one. I think it would be difficult at times and also actually quite comforting, at other stages, but it's clearly not working for them, at the moment. I really do feel for the Panthers because sometimes the harder you try, the worse you go. And, I've been in several situations in several teams where, you just can't take a trick and blokes that you would think normally catch the ball or make that tackle, that for whatever reason, it doesn't seem to happen. They've lost their mojo, the Panthers, and I'm not sure where they turn to from here. I think everyone's got an opinion on it, but I think the person with the most important opinion is their coach, and that's 17 players. They're the ones that have got to turn it around, and they can turn it around, but it's sort of got to start now, hasn't it? I think there's all sorts of things being thrown about attitude and all this, but, without working in the club and knowing exactly what's going on, you're just, throwing darts, really. They know what's wrong inside that their organisation. They know what's wrong and they need to fix it. Mm.
Are you planning for Nathan Cleary and James Maloney to be there? Or did you mind?
Well, I read with interest last week, Laurie, your thoughts around that about Brad. That's a tough job that he's got, to select that side. So I'm not sure what he's going to come up with. My real focus has been around the Queenslanders and what this great side we're going to come up with for game one. We've got some terrific talent coming through, mixed in with some old hard heads. We're going to come up with a really good side. And Brad's got the difficult job, I suppose, from winning the series last year. And that expectation, again, of winning it this year as to who he selects to try and make that happen. But it's a tough one for Brad. I think a lot of people are buying into who should be there and who shouldn't be. It's not an easy decision for him.
No, and it's when you're winning, those series, Kevy, obviously incumbency, helps, but they still have to be playing decent football at clubland, don't they?
Yeah, and I think it's up to the individual as well, Loz, depending on who it was. A lot of times we pick players because of their record at origin level. But I guess loyalty ends when you start losing. Loyalty comes with winning and that preparation of knowing what players are going to do and what they're going to give. And when you touched us up at Suncorp Stadium, was that 2017, in game one, we made wholesale changes to our side. And some of those players, like Nate Miles and Aidan Guerra, Sam Thiday, these players had played nearly 30 origins or had played 30 origins. So, it's a tough line and it's not easy as a coach and particularly the selectors as to what is the best direction to head. I'll leave that up to the people south of the border to sort out. We've got our stuff going really nicely here with the Maroons.
I tell you who did go well for you on the weekend. Matty Scott hasn't played Origin since 2016. He'd be right in the frame, I'd imagine, Kev.
Yeah, he certainly is, Smithy. He's been, particularly the last couple of weeks, for the Cowboys, they've sort of struggled into the early part of the season, but a lot of their players, like, Matt Scott and also Gavin Cooper and Cohen Hess, they've all, Michael Morgan, all been steadily, improving. Cole Felt's another one that we've been looking at because we need to find, an outside back there somewhere. So, he's another one. Justin O'Neill has found some touch as well. So lots of good options around for the Maroons. And the Cowboys, thankfully, I think they've turned the corner with their win again on the weekend and they're playing some decent football, which is really pleasing from our point of view.
Have the Broncos turned a corner, defeating last year's Premiers, the Roosters, in a great game on Friday night?
Yeah, I think it'd be a big U-turn, Laurie, to be honest, more than turn the corner, just a straight U-ey and back at them. because they were outstanding, weren't they? And that's what we expect. I mean, to be fair, that's what we expect to see from that Brisbane side, who have got some great players.
Yeah.
Young players. Everyone's talking about their age. Age is just a number, mate. You know, they're wearing that jersey and they need to wear it, you know, with the respect and pride that it's been played in. And they did that, you know, on Friday night against the Roosters. I know the Roosters were a little bit undermanned and the like, but it doesn't matter who you're playing against. It's what you do and what you bring to that jumper. And they were, you know, a very good performance from all of them across the board. You know, the weekend particularly, I was really impressed with Matt Gillette. You know, he was just showed me how important he can be to a side, and his defence, you know, against that massive Roosters pack was outstanding. And he's just got Origin written all over him, hadn't he, Matt Gillette?
I think we... You know, with Matt Gillette, I mean, he had a slow start to the year. I think there was reasons for that, but coming off that serious injury. So everyone expected him to hit the ground running straight away. But to get his confidence back now, he's just showing you what we've always known. He's a great player that will always rise to the occasion. I'm sure he'll be one of the first picked in your Origin team. But it is exciting, Kevin. We spoke before. I mean, you guys are the outsiders in this year's series, and I know you don't think about that and what the bookies have you, but Jimmy and I think it'll be very tight. We don't think there'll be much between the two teams.
Good
yet,
price, Queensland.
Yet Queensland have been sort of written off.
Yeah, well, that's, to be fair, most years, Queensland have always been the underdogs some reason or another. This year particularly more, given that those senior players that moved on last year and the past couple of years. But, you know, we're very excited, as I say, about this year's team and this year's series. I mean, we learnt so much from last year and everything that evolved last year. And this year, you know, we're ready to go, no doubt. We've got, I've been in regular contact with DCE. He's in a good position at the moment. You know, we'll see how he comes up in the next, 7 days. Mm. And Josh McGuire's got, hasn't played the last couple of weeks, but he will be playing this weekend, I believe, for North Queensland. So some really good things happening amongst our players. And as I say, Origin's always exciting. Yeah. Queensland most times have been the underdog, particularly losing last year's series. I think everyone expects New South Wales to win this year, to be fair.
Yeah.
But there's a team that are north of the border called the Queensland Maroons, who've probably got a different opinion to what a lot of people have.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be an outstanding series, Kevy. I'm really looking forward to the two teams being announced next Monday. But I wanted to ask you, how was the catch-up on the weekend? Was it the 100-year reunion of Ipswich?
It was, the mighty Bluebirds, 100 years.
I thought I could hear you in the background on Saturday when I rang your brother.
Yeah, you could, mate, yeah. Stevie was there, Steve, all of the brothers were there, and the Coyne family were another family from that club, and the Morris brothers as well, Des, Rod, Chris as well. So there was a lot of those boys up there. It was a great occasion. We caught up some people I haven't seen for like 15, 20 years, and it was really good. It actually went into the night. Would you believe it?
Surprise, anyway, surprise. Was Alan still there?
Lunch. Pardon?
Was Alan still there?
No, Alan, he was from across the river at North, so we didn't invite him, mate. He wasn't invited. If he came, he wouldn't have survived the afternoon with all these mate.
Hey, just before you go, Kevy, if Daly Cherry Evans doesn't play for the Seagulls next week against the Gold Coast, would you still pick him in a State of Origin team?
Yeah, we've been open and honest with our work with DCE. We're going to bring him into camp, obviously, and see where he's at with our medical staff. We're confident that he can, if he can start training with us that week, he'll be, obviously, that's a great asset for us, for Queensland. We fell into the trap last year, I did, and the selectors. We had three or four guys in game one that didn't sort of train for most of the week. Billy Slater had that hamstring problem. Ben Hunt had a thigh problem, didn't train till later in the week. Then we had Michael Morgan with a stomach thing, which he couldn't sort of do limited duties as well. And Josh McGuire was coming back from a six-week layoff from that ankle injury. So we just had too many guys not training, and getting their preparation right. That won't be the case this year. We're going to, whoever we pick, there'll be 17 Queenslanders ready to fit and ready to train from day one.
Yeah, Kevy, it's just come up on Fox Sports, they're reporting that Cooper Cronk will announce his retirement at the end of this season. So is that a surprise to you that Cooper's going to finish at the end of this year?
Well, again, not really. I mean, they've been such great players, haven't they, for so long. And as you boys know, it's very demanding, the NRL and all the origins that Cooper's played and for Australia. So what a career he's had, though. Jeez, and last year topped it off, didn't it, with that grand final win over the Melbourne Storm, that's one that he'll really treasure, I think, when he probably shouldn't have even been out on the field. How he got through that game is a mystery to all of us, except for Cooper Cronk. Yeah, that's a bit sad news. But everyone moves on, don't they? And I guess we can put a line through him then for Origin. We won't bring him in.
You still got Smithy there, mate. I'm sure you'll be working the phone this week.
Yeah, well, you never know, Laurie, do you?
You never know, Kevy. Good on you, mate. We'll speak again next week, Kev.
Look forward to it. Ciao.